Porcine epidemic diarrhea, or PED virus, is as nasty as it sounds. It causes diarrhea and vomiting in pigs and spreads quickly. Very young, infected piglets have almost no chance of survival. Mortality is lower among older pigs. The virus does not affect humans. PED virus first appeared in the U.S. last year. Since then, the U.S. Department of Agriculture reports 1,500 cases of the PED virus in 20 states. Four of those are in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Pork Association and the state are working with producers to prevent the disease's spread and avoid an economic disaster. State veterinarian Dr. Paul McGraw says that includes increasing biosecurity at farms, meaning better hygiene and sanitation.
Shower in, shower out. Don't go from one farm to another. Make sure we're doing complete cleanups of trucks that are hauling pigs. And that becomes a really big challenge, and it's expensive in Wisconsin, especially this time of year.
Kent Schwartz is a veterinary diagnostician at Iowa State University, which houses a lab that tracks PED virus. He says the industry has to be proactive to stop the virus.
Everybody needs a dose of humble once in a while, and I think our industry thought we were pretty good with biosecurity. This disease has shown that we're really not that good. Were we prepared? No. Are we prepared? Well, we're prepared to diagnose it, but prepared to eradicate? I'd say no.
Schwartz says there's no good vaccine for PED virus, so they have to wait for herds to become immune. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.